We believe gasoline prices will continue to increase pretty much from now through spring into late April. But at the same time, we don't expect the rate of increase to be as aggressive as what we've seen during the last week. In Baltimore, for instance, we've seen fuel prices go up by 11 cents a gallon just in the last week's time, by 15 cents in the past month. Believe it or not, what you're seeing in Baltimore is not quite as bad as many other parts of the country that are actually seeing, 30-cent increases over the same period. But the national average today is at $3.52 a gallon. Baltimore's average is $3.54 a gallon. And at that point, we're only about 4 cents greater than where we were a year ago at this time.
What accounts for the increase lately?
Well, it's a number of things all related to timing. At this time of year, the refineries are all trying to reduce their inventory of winter blend gasoline because they have to get into the maintenance that has to be done. It's usually done annually at this time before they can even start the production of the summer blend gasoline. So with all the refineries doing the same thing at the same time, it creates a tighter supply. And in the East Coast, we're seeing our refineries operating at only about 82% capacity, whereas the national average is closer to 84%. That's significant because when you see one region's refineries going in a lower direction, that's usually an indicator of when gas prices should be going higher, simply because the supply is diminishing. But we would say that not only is that affecting the price, but we're also seeing crude oil go up. Crude oil is trading between $96 and $97. It's at a level that we haven't really seen since May of last year. So all of that is important. Another thing that's impacting prices, believe it or not, is the value of the dollar. The dollar is weakening, and our government seems to support a weak dollar because in doing so, it helps to reduce the relative value of the $16 trillion debt that we have. So while on one hand, they're trying to reduce that debt, on the flip side of the coin says consumers are simply getting clobbered with that weak dollar because it's buying less gasoline than it did a year ago.
Okay, Greg, we going to hit $4, or do you think that won't happen?
Well, a number of markets in the country will certainly be in that ballpark. There's no doubt about it. A lot of it is going to have to do, I think, with the supply and demand fundamentals, and believe it or not, a lot of it is going to have to do with weather. Last year, almost every part of the country that saw price spikes, they resulted because of refinery problems that were impacted by weather. So that's going to have a huge effect. I would think that Baltimore prices could approach, say, the 390, 380 or 390 range. I don't know if we're going to see $4 gasoline this year. I'm not inclined to think so.